Welcome to Good News in the Morning, a program of words and music, bringing a Christian message of hope and encouragement to those who are looking for an intelligent, meaningful, and spirited approach to faith and to life.
Today, I choose to follow you. Today, I choose to give my yes to you. Today, I choose to hear your voice and live. Today, I choose to follow you.
Happy New Year! This program is sponsored by the Good News Christian Ministries, Box 184, Rideau Ferry, Ontario, K0G1W0. This is Juliet Schimpf calling. I'm pastor at First Baptist Church. And again, Happy New Year. Today, we're looking at the God of second chances. And I don't know about you, but I need a God of second, third, fourth, fifth chances as I head into a new year. We're going to be looking at John chapter 21 today and learning how God gives us a second chance. And my prayer is that that will be good news to you, the listeners, this morning. So let's read from John 21. And this is all about Jesus appearing to his disciples after his resurrection. Starting from verse 4. Early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was him. Jesus called out to them, "Friends, haven't you any fish?" "No," they answered. He said, "Throw your net on the right side of the boat and you will find some." When they did, they were unable to haul the net in because of the large number of fish. Then the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." As soon as Simon Peter heard him, he wrapped his outer garment around him. And he jumped into the water. Now the other disciples followed in the boat, towing the net full of fish. When they landed, they saw a fire burning with coals, with fish on it, and some bread. And Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish that you just caught." Friends, in a few moments, we're going to look at the dialogue that Jesus had with his disciples at that fire. But first, let's begin our morning with a beautiful classic song, "Bridge Over Troubled Waters."
When you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I will dry them all. When darkness comes,
Welcome back to Good News Christian Ministries. We're looking at the God of second chances this morning. And we're looking at John chapter 21 of the Bible, how Jesus interacted with his disciples after his resurrection. I want to tell you this morning that following God in 2014 is all about this: a failure to be reframed, a partnership to be maintained, and a focus to be sustained. Let me say that again. A failure to be reframed, a partnership to be maintained, and a focus to be sustained. Let's start with a failure to be reframed. In the passage we just heard from John 21, we find Peter, a dejected fisherman. You see, Peter was dejected and discouraged in his faith because he had denied Jesus Christ three times before the rooster crowed. And Peter would have known how serious this was because he would have remembered the words of Christ recorded back in Mark 8, that when Jesus said, "For whoever is ashamed of me and my words in this generation, the Son of Man will also be ashamed of when he comes in his glory." So Peter was discouraged in his faith and had abandoned evangelism, had abandoned being a minister of the gospel, and had instead returned to fishing. Essentially, however, he was a failure because, notice, he was catching no fish. He didn't catch one single fish until Jesus came along. You know why that is, friends? It's because Jesus wanted Peter to be a fisher of men. So first I want to speak to the listener out there who perhaps last year or the years previous was following God and Christ well, but has veered off course. Perhaps the listener has abandoned a ministry or abandoned a calling and gone back to what he or she knew prior to. Sort of like Peter, who returned to what he knew best, fishing. Well, to that listener, I want you to know that God is in the business of second chances, and God wants to reframe your failure today. The Message translation puts it this way: you're blessed when you're at the end of your rope. With less of you, there can be more of God. And so Peter's failure actually is what qualifies him for moving forward with God. It's his failure that actually frames his assigned calling. Why do I say that? Well, along comes Jesus Christ and speaks directly to that failure. And Jesus Christ asks Peter now three times, "Peter, do you love me?" To which Peter replies, "You know I do, Lord." So Jesus says, "Feed my sheep." And onward Jesus goes, asking Peter three times, "Do you love me?" But as Raymond Brown explains, Christ always comes to us amid our difficulties and our failures. We might think just the opposite is true. We might think that Christ comes when we get ourselves straightened out, when our faith and confidence is the strongest. But the risen Christ seeks to address us in our neediest times and in our moments of failure. Now let's look at how Jesus restores Peter from his failure. Basically, as I mentioned, Jesus probes into Peter's denials, and he requires Peter to address them head on. You see, Jesus asks Peter, "Do you love me more than these?" William Barclay points out that this question could mean at least two things. Perhaps Jesus was sweeping his hand around the boat and its nets and equipment, or the fish, and he was saying to Peter, "Simon, do you love me even more than all these things? And are you prepared to give them up for me? To abandon the hope of a career of fishing? To give up a steady job and a reasonable comfort just for me?" Or, as a second alternative, perhaps Jesus was looking at the rest of the group of disciples and saying to Peter, "Simon, do you love me more than your fellow disciples do?" Either way, Jesus was asking Peter directly, "Do you love me more than these?" And in this profound moment, when Peter says, "Lord, you know that I do," Jesus restores Peter. And that is what I mean by a failure reframed. And so, friends, perhaps you failed miserably last year in 2013, and you're keenly aware of your mistakes, your shortcomings. But I want you to know that you can set off on the right track in 2014, because with Christ, all things are possible, and He is on the lookout for a failure to be reframed. We're going to take a break now and listen to a classic song, "What a Friend We Have in Jesus." And when we come back, we're going to look at our second heading, namely, a partnership to be maintained.
What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to care. In prayer.
Welcome back to Good News Christian Ministries. We're looking this morning at the God of second chances. And we're looking at how, with Christ, we can bring a failure to be refrained so that we can move on to a partnership to be maintained, always with a focus to be sustained. So, a few moments ago, we looked at Peter's failure that was reframed. Now let's talk briefly about his partnership that was to be maintained. Peter was immediately restored by Jesus Christ. And in being restored, he was actually recommissioned. And as you know, he would go on to preach at Pentecost when over 3,000 people were saved. But the key to Peter's ministry wasn't just that his failure had been reframed. It was also that he had a partnership to be maintained. His partnership was with Jesus Christ. You see, Jesus asked him right after recommissioning him in verses 18 through 19 to count the cost of following him. Jesus says, "I tell you the truth, Peter, when you were younger, you dressed yourself and went where you wanted to. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go." Have you ever asked yourself why Jesus would move from recommissioning Peter straight to the cross or straight to the death of Peter? Well, it's because Jesus wants to make crystal clear that Peter has to maintain a partnership with Jesus Christ. And Jesus discusses a cross or the death of Peter precisely because it has everything to do with shepherding. You see, in John 10:11, Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." So I ask you, are we not to emulate our teacher, the good shepherd, Jesus Christ? This is why William Barclay states that the rest of Peter's life would be lived in the shadow of the cross. And so Peter had a failure reframed, but he also had a partnership to be maintained. Namely, he needed to walk in partnership with the crucified Christ. Okay, we're in the home stretch here, and I want to conclude by talking about a focus that had to be sustained. So we've seen that Peter needed a failure to be reframed, a partnership to be maintained, and lastly, he needed a focus to be sustained. In John 21, the passage we've been looking at, Peter turned and saw the disciple whom Jesus loved was following them. And Peter asked Jesus, "Lord, what is going to happen to him?" Well, I want you to notice the very stern reply of Jesus Christ. Jesus said to Peter, "If I want him to remain alive until I return, what is that to you, Peter? You must follow me." You see, Peter hadn't yet learned that he needed to focus his eyes on Christ. And he could not look neither to the left nor to the right. He had to look straight ahead. Do you remember Lot's wife? Do you remember that because Lot looked back, his wife turned to a pillar of salt? Well, likewise, Christ followers cannot look backward. They cannot look to the left nor to the right. They must focus intensely on Christ and moving forward. I like how Churchill put it. He said, "Throw your heart over the bar and the rest will follow." And we need to do the exact same thing as we follow Christ in 2014. Now the good news is the one we're trying to emulate, Jesus Christ, teaches us perfect focus. Listen to how Max Lucado explains it. One of the incredible abilities of Jesus was to stay on target. His life never got off track. He had no administrative assistants or staff, yet he did what many of us fail to do. He kept his life on course. He could have been a political revolutionary, he could have been a national leader, but he had a single purpose. The Son of Man came to find lost people and save them. Lucado goes on to say, "How could Jesus stay so focused?" The answer? He was born to die. Friends, we need to be like Jesus Christ in 2014 and have that same focus. But we can do so with the confidence and the assurance that we're moving ahead with Jesus Christ himself, who shall never leave us nor forsake us, and who is firmly in control, and indeed who has gone ahead of us. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are making all things new. And we come to you today like Peter, and some of us have failed you or wronged you. And we ask this day that you would reframe our failures. We ask, Lord, that you would reframe them and forgive them, for you are the God of second chances. I pray also for the listener who needs help to maintain their partnership with you. For the listener who needs encouragement, Lord, would you grant that this hour? Remind them that you are right there with them, and they are running this race with you. And lastly, for the person who needs help focusing on Christ in the year ahead, I pray that he or she would forget the mistakes of the past and press on to win the prize in Christ. For your glory, we ask it. Amen. Thanks for listening. Our closing hymn is Thine Be the Glory.
Good News in the Morning is produced in the studios of News Talk Radio 580 CFRA.